This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listen, there could be more moves coming. If you look at this Commanders roster, they really haven't done a lot on the edges. And that was what a lot of us thought would be one of the first things addressed. They have added to the O-line. They've added to the D-line. For all of the excitement about the tremendous amount of salary cap space they had, a lot of that is kind of eaten up. They're now at about 30 mil left. Still going to have to sign their draft picks. They got plenty of room to make a move, but at this point, we're starting to see at least what they've done in the first leg, and let's see what the people think. 800-636-1067. My man T is in Texas. What up,
what
T?
What up, T?
Hey, what's going on, B-Miss JP?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm loving what they're doing right now. I think I'm going to sit here and I'm going to let Adam cook, but I got a quick analogy real quick that I know B-Miss love. Hey, B-Miss, you ever try to make like somebody else's, like a grandfather's barbecue sauce, and you take a stab at it, and you get it almost right? All your brothers are telling you it's close, but that's not it. That's what we did last year. So the next time you take a stab at it, you ain't got much you got to tweak. I'm almost there. A little bit of this, take a little bit of that, and I'm going to get it next time. I think that's what we're doing right now.
All right, man.
Send us some barbecue sauce. Thanks, dude.
Oh, my barbecue sauce is great.
All right, brother.
Yo, there's a new barbecue.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, dude. There's a new barbecue place by my house. There's like this whole new development. You know where that old Giant used to be, that old liquor store over by the bowling alley in Bethesda?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're redoing all of that. And it looks cool. It looks nice. There's a new barbecue joint, but it doesn't have pork. Like, pork's like, I would argue, like the centerpiece of
barbecue.
They have
no ribs, no.
Nah, man, just beef and chicken.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Well, they got the brisket. If the brisket is banging,
it should have brisket.
It.
But I'm a pulled pork man.
They may have some beef.
My
beef
North
ribs.
Carolina
you never
roots.
Know. They cook the beef and
the
get them.
Beef ribs are too big, man. They get all in your
hell.
Teeth. You look
they're
like a
hell,
Flintstone.
If you get somebody to cook them real, real tender, boy.
Yeah. We'll find out. I got to check this place out. But
Bring us some.
But baby back ribs are the one seed. Chris is in Woodsboro. Let's start here. Chris, where is Woodsboro?
Woodsboro's in Maryland, outside of Frederick.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. All right. How do you feel about free agency so far?
So far, I think we're okay. I think the Tunsil move was a good move. I'm a little unsure about the tackle position, but so far, so good.
So far, so good. All right. People seem all right with things.
They're
thank
cool.
you, dude.
Because they trust Adam.
It is a remarkable place to be.
Yeah.
My guy Zeke is on the line. Zeke, how you feeling about free agency thus far? Vibe check.
Oh, I'm all for what somebody said. Let's get a T-shirt that says, heck with them draft picks, man. Hey, listen, for a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounder, how many of them guys are going to be starters, draft picks? Probably none of them. So I love it. We got four starters. We got an offensive tackle. We got another receiver. We got a defensive lineman, and we got a corner that's now a safety. They're all going to be starters. Who cares about poor fifth, sixth, seventh-round draft pick? I think what they're going to do, though, is they're saving that number one pick because I think the draft, they say they got a lot of edge rushers that are in the draft. I think that's the best position that's available. What do you think?
I definitely think they could go edge rusher in the draft. I think that is a serious possibility. I don't know.
Yeah, at this point, I mean,
there's a lot of strength on the D line in the draft, but it's not necessarily just edge or D. It could be D tackle too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's some edge rushers too that I think that'll be there for that late round pick. But anyway, we'll see. I trust Peters.
All right, man. That seemed to be the sentiment right there. People trust Adam.
It's interesting. It's good that people trust Adam. Jeff, what's been your favorite move, dude? How are you feeling?
JP, yesterday it was the tonsil move, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite move, but it's the one I'm most curious about. I want to know how Eddie Goldman is going to play on our defensive line. That's a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we talked about yesterday with the Kinlaw and how he's slim. And, you know, he was like, we also got Johnny.
I don't know that I would describe him as slim.
When we say slimmer, compared to D tackles.
His height.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this one because that's a big physical dude. And, you know, now we got, you know, we could possibly rotate, wear offensive lines down. So I'm excited. I'm not excited. I'm extra curious about it, and I hope it work out.
Extra curious.
What's your biggest concern thus far?
The added depth, yeah.
My biggest concern,
I got you on the board. Let me put you on hold.
I would have to say I would our DB position. And the reason why I say that is, when I mean DBs, I mean defensive backs in the hole. This guy, what's his name? Jonathan Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know too much on him. I gotta, you know, do some more research on that. Lattimore, I know he came in quick, came in off the injury. I gotta see that. And with this whole age, experience over age thing, I know it's not something to worry about, but I think it is something to worry about because how are we going to get more younger players? I know you say we want to build.
It's all a trade-off, but it is something to consider.
Yeah, because in 2-3 years, a guy's 34, 35.
That's when that young guy is now 24, 25, he get to play.
They don't have that many of them.
I was going to say, we don't have that.
But you're not going to need a whole 50 of them. You need about a good 10 to 12 of them rotating possibly in a year. You don't need to have 50 of them. I know, and we always talk about young and old. If the dude is 30, he's still balling out. Who gives a damn how old he is?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we can go get a lot of 22-year-olds that cannot play right now, and you'll be young as hell, but you'll be getting your ass kicked. I think I want experience and performance over just go get young. If you can play at 22, play. If you still balling at 34, play. If you just want to get young, we can do that. We'll get our ass kicked.
You can be a good young team. There's good players are what you want. It's like the debate we had with the wide receiver thing, not wanting tall wide receivers.
This is the oldest team. When you start looking at the NFL's team, one team might be averaging 25 years old, the other one averaged 27. And that's an old team at 27. Then you got another team averaged 38. But you know what? They got some ballers on that squad of 28 or whatever. Doesn't make a difference as long as you can perform at the moment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's performance at the moment is obviously the most important. Washington was tied for second oldest roster last year behind Miami, but second oldest, I think that this is important to point out. What do you think the average age was on Washington's team last year? And they were tied for the second oldest in the
27?
NFL. 27.2.
That's and what I'm saying.
Miami had the oldest roster at 27.3.
Jay, it's like I've been hearing certain little sentences for the last since 1990. And most times people have those discussions about it and don't have a clue that it's 27 years old. You see what I'm saying? I can understand the team was like average age 30-something, yes. But 27? And then the other teams are what, 24, 25, 26? So they were the second oldest team. They went in the NFC Championship game, though, because they got performers out of all their guys. If they can keep doing that, then who cares?
I think I agree with you. I think long-term, they're being very aggressive in just trying to get elite talent here. Top five, top 10 guys in the league. And that just hasn't been the case. And I think there's some level of kind of wrapping your head around it.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to our guy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch.
What up, Drew?
I think, one, I said when Adam Peters got the job that I wasn't going to comment critically till November 2025. So I'm still looking at this like the window that he has to put his mark on the team. Obviously, last year was great. The changes we made so far, I think on offense, our offense got better, especially with Debo and Tunsil. The main things there is I think we added resiliency. I mean, I think we got really lucky on injuries last year. And now, you know, if someone on the O-line goes like Cosme Dowd, we're not going to lose a beat with that. And when he comes back, we got guys we can move around. Coleman can play a different spot. I think resiliency for injury was a big improvement in the offense. The defense, I think it's mostly a wash so far. I'm kind of hoping Jones is an upgrade from St. Juice, but, you know, I didn't want to see Chingo because I like them, but I think the guy we got and the guy we got back from Allen is about the same. And, you know, my big concern is, over time, you have to have more control of your guys. So you need more people on rookie contracts and less of this free agent churn every year. So I'd like to see that get remedied, but it's still early in the process of these guys putting their mark on the team. So overall, I'm happy. I can't wait for the draft, and I can't wait till the season gets going again. But I don't think
can't wait to
doing
tailgate.
We got adults in charge.
Yeah. Do you want to tailgate?
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, Drew. I know this was a thing that I don't think should have been a thing. There was some concern that about tailgating if they get a new RFK built. I've been to every NFL stadium. I have worked a game at every stadium in the NFL. there are urban stadiums and then there are suburban stadiums. You go to Arrowhead and there's not a bar or a restaurant as far as the eye can see. You go to Seattle and it's right downtown. At every stadium I've ever seen, there is beer and there are grills. What is your level of concern about tailgating at RFK if it happens?
Look, you guys know this. I'm always in the first five guys in when this thing opens. There's going to be room for 5 or 10 guys. It may be overall less, but there'll be some tailgating. I'm not that concerned about that. More concerned that the D.C. budget could get whacked, and that could put the whole RFK deal at jeopardy.
Yeah, that's a different
politics
concern.
Politics in Washington is a problem.
Appreciate you, Drew. Enjoy
okay,
Florida.
Take care, guys. Later, Monday, man. I'll be back up there. Right now, I'm still in the sunshine.
All right, we could use man. Some tomahawk ribeyes, just saying.
Take okay, care. We'll do it.
Let's go to Alex. Alex, how you feeling about this free agency so far?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. So far, so good. We trust St. Peter's. I mean, let's not forget, we've been in the gutter for so long that, I mean, I'm pinching myself. I mean, B-Mitch, JP, when have guys said, I want to go to Washington? Are you kidding me?
So, it is different, man.
Nah, so far, it's
been a while, man.
Yeah, it's I love it. So, you know what? If there's no change, is good. Change is always a good thing. I remember B-Mitch used to always, right after playing with the other new players coming in, he would say something, and he would always tell us, man, we as fans, we just let whatever ride, and we just cool with it. Now I see what you were talking about, B-Mitch. Because we were so blind. We were just, and I remember when Trent left, I was hurt. But then now I'm like, I don't blame him for leaving. The only reason why I was mad is he left, but I had to stay here. I see y'all, man. Y'all be good.
All right, bro. Be
thanks,
cool, bro.
Dude. Appreciate it. Fun call there. We're going to keep the phone lines open till 11:45. We're hoping to secure Wendy for a performance of Wendy Knows Sports. I believe I saw her this morning. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. What's up, Matt Stafford?
What's up, guys? I really like what they're doing. I feel like they're setting themselves up to get the best player available in the first couple rounds of the draft coming up here. Couple predictions for the draft, though. I think a speed back that can take it to the house will be one of those first two selections. And the only other thing I could see is that first pick might be crazy. But come draft night, that might turn into Micah. Somehow they find out how to bring in Micah. And he wants to be a commander. I already know it. He loves Dan Quinn. He loves the whole thing. He loves Jaden. I could see, hey, first round starts, and all of a sudden, news of the night, Micah's coming to Washington.
There you have it. All right. Thanks, brother.
All right.
You think they're turning 29 into Micah?
You're going to take more
plus,
than that?
Well, 29 plus other, plus some stuff from next year. Yeah, two first. Right. Two for two first.
Thank
two
you,
for
bro.
Two first.
Appreciate the call.
Right.
We know they'll take big swings. We know they're able to do stuff that people aren't expecting. So I don't want to rule things out. That seems a little out there to me.
I think if that happens, then somebody need to go pick Jerry up real quick, him and Steven, and take him in a little paddy wagon and take them on to a mental institution.
Now, Jerry has a track record of getting deals done with his guys, with his stars.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it always, you know, crazy things happen in this world. I know folks are excited about Micah Parsons, and he has a podcast where he's talked about liking Washington and all sorts of stuff. I don't see that one happening, man.
No, I don't.
Doesn't mean it's
but
impossible.
But anything can happen. I just don't see it.
I don't. Until the Hendrickson situation gets resolved, that to me,
that still is one I think is in the works.
Here or just in general?
Here.
You still think here?
Yeah. I like to put positive stuff out there in the universe.
If they traded for Hendrickson at this point, do you think people would be upset about the amount of draft picks going out?
They probably would be, but I wouldn't give a damn about that. Because that dude right there makes your defense way better than any damn body you go draft. You could go draft two of them. They're not going to be him.
Certainly the odds are overwhelming that what Hendrickson can provide immediately would be better than whatever the draft picks sent.
So I understand. And this is what I like with social media today. It is easy to find information, but it's not always easy to be able to figure out what information is right and what sticks, what's the one you should be going with. And a lot of people read and just regurgitate without even knowing what it means. And long as I know that, I'm not going to be concerned about those people that sometimes want to just make a noise over something. You got a right to it, but it's not going to sway me one way or the other.
Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. How you feeling? You think there's another big move coming? Nobody go anywhere. It's P. Mitchell Finley.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.